Good morning, dear Aurorians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Thursday, 12th of January, and mostly cloudy morning here on 21 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says sunny to partly cloudy and nice and partly cloudy over the night. We can expect temperatures from low of 23 to high of 30 with heat index on 32 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour. Today is full moon in the afternoon at 5:45 p.m. in Cancer. So the whole day is gonna be really intense, and it's a day for culmination, a release, a transformation. And we might be felt and experienced deep within now. This Saturday starts Pongal on 14th of January, and Harvest Festival of Pongal falls in the month of January after the winter solstice. The date of the festival is derived from solar calendar, hence it usually remains same. Pongal festival marks the end of a cold winter months and the advent of spring. From this time, the length of days gradually increases in the northern hemisphere. Celebration of Pongal lasts for 4 days, from the last day of the Tamil month Margazi, December-January, to the third day of Thai, that is the month of January-February according to Western calendar. It is the second and the main day of the festival that is celebrated as Pongal every year. It is celebrated when the fields are blooming. The festival is thus a celebration of prosperity and good harvest, especially for the farming community. During the Pongal celebrations, farmers express their gratitude to Sun God and the cattle and thank them for good harvest. Let us stay in Oroville. The Oroville Council encourages us to participate in important community decision-making event. The appeal process has been finally discussed on the general meeting on Friday 9th of December, and now we are asked to approve this appeal process. What is the appeal process? It's an opportunity to express your objection whenever you are not in agreement with a decision taken by a major working group, and your objection will be considered in a fair process. So the deadline for the online vote is on Saturday, 28th of January, 3 p.m. Also, the Honorable Council will be also available to receive your votes manually on Saturday, 28th of January at Solar Kitchen between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And today we are having the 6th Create Orville Together with a subtitle Collective Intelligence for Evolutionary Transformation with Jean-François Nobel. Jean-François Nobel has been invited by the Orville Council to enhance their work through this expertise for collective intelligence in order to better understand the complexities of our collective lives and organization. Being inspired, Elisa, Mita and Sandira would love to share his expertise with us through the following events. As we said, today at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, then intensive work on Sundays, January 15 and January 22nd between 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. both at Unity Pavilion, and we will conclude, I think, on 24th of January, which is Tuesday, on economy, on the wealth of Oroville. So today it will be Foundation for Collective Intelligence, where Jean-François will lay the foundation of collective intelligence and consciousness, and he will share how and why our species has begun to evolve towards the next stage of consciousness. He will explain the practice of Go Back Yourself that he has applied for himself for many years. And also today, celebrating the full moon night at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, we can listen to Gordon Constage on a flute concert with the title My Journey Through Indian Music between 7:45 till 9 p.m. Tomorrow, 13th of January at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, we can see Kings of the Realms dance as a masterpiece of Tanjore Quartet Bharatanatyam. On 14 and 15 of January at 8 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, we are invited to My Burning Heart, a monologue from Satpreme's interview 7 Days in India, performed by Francesca and directed by Morgan. For this play, booking is requested since only 30 people can attend. You can do that to write a mail to Francesca at oroville.org. Today at 3:30 p.m., At Citadine Center of the Arts, we are invited to by Ciro to Oroville in Conversations, and today Frederick will talk or discuss about the matter. Divyanshi is still with us, and within Integrality in All Spheres of Life, Revitalizing the Luster of Spiritual Truth in All Life, a series of 10 sessions, an exploration of 10 aspects of life in the light of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother's words. And today again at 5:30 in Savitri Bhavan Reading Room. And the theme for today is Beauty and Sustainability. We can see already that the next week on 17th of January, Tuesday, between 9 a.m. to noon, at Joy Community Hall, we can join Thomas Gordon with introduction on Parents Effectiveness Training Course. The PET course is designed to teach parents a philosophy and communication skills which will help them improve their relationship with their children and other important people in their lives. And for Pongal, the entire visitor center, including restaurants, will be closed on Monday 16th. But although it's a Pongal, our bakery and cafe will be open this Sunday 15th of January between 6:30 till 1 p.m. with croissants, cakes and cookies. Also, Lilia Loca is keeping every Wednesday an open day, a full day for children and adults, whoever wants to know more about the project and what's happening. There are activities organized like landscaping, fairy gardens, lambered crafts. At Cinema Bharat Nivas Auditorium on Friday, there will be no movie because of Pongal, and they wish you happy Pongal. But at Ecofilm Clubs in Sadhana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m., we can see Planet Ocean, made in 2012 and directed by Yam Arthus Bertrand and Michel Pitiot. At Cinema Paradiso, music series is going on this week. So today we will see The Last Waltz, the famous Last Waltz, made in USA in 1970 and directed by Martin Scorsese, with Bob Dylan, Robbie Robertson, Neil Young and others. On Saturday, international drama at 8 p.m., The Innocents, made in France and Poland in 2016 and directed by Antoine. A children's film on Sunday, 4:30 p.m., Adventure, The Jungle Book, made in USA in 2016 and directed by Jean Favreau. At François Truffaut Film Festival at Cine Club at 8 p.m., also on Sunday, drama comedy, Antoine and Colette, made in France in 1962. On What is Integral Yoga, Sri Aurobindo wrote, "There are many yogas, many spiritual disciplines, paths towards liberation and perfection, Godward ways of the spirit. Each has its separate aim, its peculiar approach to the one reality, its separate method, its helpful philosophy and its practice. The Integral Yoga takes up all of them in their essence and tries to arrive at a unification, in essence not in detail, of all these aims, methods, approaches. It stands for an all-embracing philosophy and practice." Thank you for listening to us, and we all wish you a happy Pongal. And you can reach us on oralradio.org.
Shri Vatsa.